mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we are now into the final hour of this live Tuesday, the 26th of July, 2005 edition. I want to get into some of the degradation of society. You know, I mentioned this a few days ago, but it's gotten a lot of attention. Grand Theft Auto re-rated for porn scene, and they claim they accidentally put this porn in the video game. Folks, they got these other games where you rape prostitutes and get the money, and these are marketed towards children. You know, you don't pay the prostitute and you get bonuses. It's all scientifically desensitizing. And believe me, they know exactly what they're doing. And then, oh, they accidentally put this in the video games. And then they accidentally release on a message board how to hit the right buttons to see it. They've always put secret stuff in video games. That's part of the fun of playing them. But now it's mainly rape and murder and killing and assassinating and, you know, torturing children and or killing American patriots, you know, your UN troops. So we'll get into that a little bit as well, and some punch at police state stuff that's been going on. And this thing about Bin Laden wanting to poison the cocaine, it's just so stupid. Right now, let's go to one of our classic callers, Ron from New York. Ron, what's on your mind?
Yes, Alex. As I said before, it just never ends in this city. It's blow after blow after blow, day after day, since July the 7th.
That's right. We're going to search you. No more Fourth Amendment. You're our slaves. More cameras. We're going to track anybody that has diabetes in a database.
Yes, and it's even more, Alex, in the last 24 hours. By the way, if anybody wants to get a taste or flavor of what the new freedom is, let them go to the website for New York Newsday, and they will see five innocent men tied up, leaning forward, hands behind their back. It'll look like a scene from the streets of the SUNY Triangle, but I can assure you it's right here in America, in Manhattan.
Yeah, they train you. You have machine guns aimed at you. Everyone's put in handcuffs. The Germans just lined you up when they searched your bus or train. Now in America, you get to have knees put on your head.
And if you want to see a picture of the new freedom in the new America, as I says, go to the website for today's New York Newsday, page A4 and A5, and they'll get a flavor for it.
Well, do me a favor. Email that to Prison Planet over there. We'll get it posted.
Well, as I said to before, I'm low-tech. I could send it snail mail if you'd like. But if you go there...
Yes, mail it to me.
Okay. But these five guys, it turned out to be innocent, as I said yesterday. But the greatest, the biggest shock here is the mayor of this city has the audacity, after he and his police commissioner, both by word and unconstitutional deed, have been fanning the flames of paranoia in this city.
No, they love it. Oh, we're going to be attacked. Oh, no, give us all your rides. Oh.
And he turns around and criticizes the bus driver and the bus company that alerted the police, of course, in a paranoid and panic state that round up.
Well, it's like a plane that was supposed to go to England had to get diverted just because the guy was wearing a turban.
Right, but you know what gets me is the people that fan the hyperbole. The people that engage in conduct that create...
Well, Ron, I meant to mention this the other day. Everybody gets confused how you'll have the government in England and the government in the U.S. impending doom, total destruction, millions will die. Oh, my God, the new flu is going to come out. Millions will die. They've actually... And then, meanwhile, you cut to Tony Blair. You know, the bombings have gone off, total bombings, total destruction. And he's... Everything's fine. Everything's good. That double-edged propaganda is to scare everybody, but then the figurehead is calm and a leader, so you look at them and, oh, they've got the answers. That's classic psychology.
It's not even that sophisticated. You have the guy speaking one day out of his mouth, speaking paranoia, then the next day he makes the smaller members of the population who react to his hyperbole, which is only natural, any sound person would understand that, the fall guy. But in addition to that, you know what else they're doing? The deputy commissioner for intelligence in New York City has now, by the way, former CIA, you should know, has now said he's initiating a program with the police department for a business police department partnership where they will go in and tell those businesses how to look out for suspect people in terrorism. Those will be some very interesting seminars.
They will. They will. We'll be back.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139 or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, I'm Tom Valentine, and I want to tell you about the Sacro Wedgie. I don't endorse many products, but I'm endorsing this one. If you've got back pain, sciatica, hip pain, leg pain, knee pain, then you need to listen very closely to this message. For more than 10 years now, the Sacro Wedgie has helped thousands find relief from the symptoms and pain of back problems. Now, all you have to do is go to their website. You can read the testimonials and read all about it. On the internet, it is sacrowedgie.com. 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 Or you can use the toll-free number, 1-800-737-9295. That's 737-9295. Call them. It's only $29.95, and it really works.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Toll-free number to join us in this final hour is 1-800-259-9231. Tony Blair is on CNN. He says, world slept after 9/11. British Prime Minister Tony Blair said Tuesday that much of the world had dropped its guard to the threat of terrorism after the wake-up call of the 9/11 attacks of 01. Oh, we slept. I thought we invaded two countries, butchered the Bill of Rights and Constitution, set up about 10 new federal agencies, including Homeland Security and the Chief of Intelligence, Patriot Act passed, reauthorized, setting up domestic CIA groups in every major city, federalizing the police, but oh, things, I did guess sleep. The borders are more open than ever. Checkpoints at the airports, groping and searching people. Now checkpoints at bus stops all over the country. But Blair says, don't worry, we will not give an inch to the terrorists. Well, how do you give an inch to them? You would give an inch by getting rid of liberty. You would give an inch by taking over freedom. So you gave, not an inch, you gave in completely. You know, like you were a woman head over heels for Romeo West, the Western world. I mean, you fell head over heels for this. So don't give me, no, when they say we will not give an inch, giving an inch means we will worship our government mindlessly. We will give up all of our freedoms. We will submit and be groveling worms because 55 people died out of 40-something million. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's totally ridiculous. I looked it up because I saw where those four or five Boy Scouts got electrocuted yesterday. Guess how many people get electrocuted a day in the United States? 74. You can get a World Almanac and check it out. It varies from, like, you know, 20 a day to 70-something a day, but right now that's the average. So I say ban electricity. I mean, have checkpoints everywhere for electricity. Have men in black ski masks that bust in houses and search around and bust open walls and look for live wires, people that secretly have electricity. I mean, electricity is killing tens of thousands a year in America. It is a scourge, a secret, invisible scourge all around us. I mean, imagine Al-Qaeda is so foggy by the electricity. There's light bulbs on. There's a lamp in front of me. It's wanting to kill me. You know, hundreds of people a week dying from electrocution. It's, I don't know what the world numbers are. Is it thousands? Why these Boy Scouts just yesterday were electrocuted. It's time to ban it, to ban electricity. Are there more deaths every year from blunt objects? Hundreds and hundreds of deaths from Louisville Slugger baseball bats. Ban them, ban them. I shouldn't joke. There's moves in London and in England to ban knives over, what, 3 or 4 inches even in your own cupboard. They're saying you don't need them. You don't need them. It's unbelievable. All right, let's get into some more of the news here. Oakland requires ID chips for dogs, and that's really old news, but July 25th, this came out yesterday. I knew San Francisco did it last year. It's happening all over the country. You have no choice but to have a microchip embedded in your skin in Oakland, California, if you're a dog. So the officials have drafted an ordinance that requires dog owners to have a right-size ID chip implanted in their pets. And see what's next, folks. See everything. This is sick. Anytime the government can make you do something with your property, it's not really your property, is it? I don't want to spend all day on this, but Grand Theft Auto re-rated for porn scene. A tempest has struck the American video game industry. Yeah, that'll make them hundreds of millions. After the publisher of the country's most popular series, Grand Theft Auto, acknowledged that its latest installment includes embedded pornographic content that allegedly was never meant to be seen by players. Yeah, just like Tommy Lee and, what was his blonde, bleach blonde girlfriend's name? I'm so out of the loop, I forget. Pamela Anderson. Later it came out, they released that on purpose for publicity. And it did. It skyrocketed her for like 5 years. Instead of making, you know, $1 million a movie, she was getting like $5 million a movie and all these TV shows. That Paris Hilton little waif, she shoots this whole porno, has it edited, and then it's accidentally released. And now she's pitching stuff for Burger King or whatever. I mean, it's all staged, folks. It's all staged. The globally successful game sold 1 million copies in Britain in 9 days when it was released last October, where it attracted an 18 certificate. This regulatory board in the United States that applies ratings to video games stripped the name of its mature ranking and upgraded it to adults only. And I've seen the screen saves online. It's gang members having sex with prostitutes, basically. And they got some other game. What's it called? Carnicon? I forget. A game where you run over people, and in that one, it's like Grand Theft Auto, but in that one, you rape women and get bonuses. And I remember like 6-7 years ago, they had a game, Dungeon Keeper. I saw a review for it in, what, PC World? And you're this big demon who owns a torture chamber, and you kidnap children, and you torture them, and the more pain you bring to the child, and adults too, the more power you get. Then you build a huge underground army, and then you invade the upper reaches, you know, from your subterranean pit, and you take over the good cities, and it says something in the review like, build up your armies, build up your power, emerge, and smash the smiling looks off their disgusting, beautiful faces. That was a best-selling game. I mean, I don't play video games, I don't have time to review them or really watch them, but whenever I'm at CompUSA or something, I'll look at the titles and read the backs. You're a UN soldier with microchips who slaughters militias. Next game, you're a commando with the super-secret anti-terror force. You deal with American extremists with the Delta Force and kill them. another game, you're a UN pilot bombing the American Southwest during a rebellion. Oh, next game, you're a world government enforcer fighting the terrorists. Under martial law, it's your job to stop the riots. If you have to kill people, do it. Next game, you're a U.S. Army commando sworn to slaughter terrorists. Next game. And I'll spend like 20 minutes going, oh my gosh, it's every game. And even the ones where you're not killing U.N., even where the games where you're a U.N. soldier, you know, killing Americans, even when it's not that, it's you're ripping their intestines out and smashing their guts. They beg as you break their back. You are a smack leader, crushing them with grog power. You know, and it's you're a demon army smashing the good people. I mean, it's just like every game I see, it's like this. I see the ads for them on TV. I see them on the internet. I read about them. I go see movies. They've got ads for these games. And total propaganda. They got games where you're a government agent releasing terror attacks to blame it on your enemies. Oh, yeah, do sex. And then I get emails, well, at the end of the game, you defeat the Illuminati and you become the Illuminati. So what? Doesn't mean it's good. And I know the creators are right here in Austin, and obviously based on what we do, that's fine. Just like the Illuminati game. They have the Illuminati card game, you know, where in 99 they attack the World Trade Center for martial law, the government does, and the Pentagon, the exact same two places smoking. Oh, you didn't know about that? Oh, yeah, I owned the game before it even happened. That's a person we ought to talk to. All right, that's enough. Who's up next here in line? Robert in California. Welcome, sir.
Alex, great to talk to you again.
Welcome. Good to talk to you.
I'm one of your subscribers. I've seen all of your material. I follow this stuff as intensely as you do. I tape everything all day long. But I wanted to get to a point. I was listening to Michael Savage yesterday. And during the 3 hours, he must have 24 times advocated acts of random violence against the enemy. Because, you know, we have to be worse than the enemy to beat this enemy. And so he was basically outlining the Northwoods program of how to blame it on their enemies and secretly bomb them and nuke them.
He actually said
that. Get
things
whipped up even more. And then Sean Hannity said, oh, I'm so thankful I get to be searched. Finally, I can feel safe when I'm riding, you know, on the public transit system.
No, I know. That's so conservative. That's the PR out of England and New York. Oh, isn't it great? We get to be searched. Oh, we know you all want to be searched. We're trying as hard as we can to search you.
Well, that was the universal message across every radio talk show nationwide yesterday, that it's great to be searched. I'm finally going to be safe. Woo! Thank God I don't have to worry about my freedoms anymore.
And they're not worried about the border being wide open.
Hell no.
Coulter said a few months ago that we need to randomly start killing Iraqis and nuking and killing them. And she said the problem is we haven't had a more of a clenched fist. The problem is there's been a clenched fist.
It gets me worried, Alex, when they're openly now going to kick it up a notch and start saying, openly, the Northwoods project, which is let's blame it on the enemy and just start creating total mayhem and chaos.
He actually said it's time to do stuff and blame it on them.
Please, get the transcript from yesterday. He said it 20 times at least. He outlined it at the top of every hour.
Let me explain something. People didn't believe us until they heard it. He actually said every time, and I haven't tuned in probably 6 months, every time I tuned in, if you disagree with the government, it aids terrorists, you need to be put in a camp. And we can't have these lazy people getting free food, so it's got to be a forced labor camp.
Oh, yeah.
So now you're saying he said that the government should carry out attacks and blame it on Arabs.
I swear to you, Alex. If I will get the transcript and email it to you.
That is totally... You know what? I was going to tell you.
He said it over and over and over again.
Well, let me tell you something.
I can't believe my ears. I thought he was going to back off of it on the third hour, but no, he ended the show with, and don't forget, we need to be worse than the enemy to win this thing. I was like, oh, my God.
Well, that's what they tell these young gung-ho guys. That's what they told the guys drilling the pillars a month before 9/11, planting those bombs in the towers.
It's disgusting.
Man, you're on the cutting edge of defending America. We've got to do this to mobilize the people to fight the scourge. If we don't do it, there's going to be a bio attack and your family's going to die. Are you ready, Red Leader? Yes, sir, I'm ready. Anything else?
Fine, slave zombies. Thanks for the good work you do. Keep it up.
Thank you. Yeah, and drink your fluoride and drink your aspartame, too. The government really cares about you, folks.
Imagine enjoying your own health spa in the comfort of your own home daily at a fraction of the cost. No more imagining. It's time to experience the relaxing and rejuvenating Total Health Spa by HTE. The Total Health Spa consists of two medical devices working together to promote increased circulation and oxygenation, help to support proper body function through detoxification, cell regeneration, stress reduction, and so much more. The Total Health Spa begins with the original and only Qi machine. The Qi machine, which is a FDA regulated as a Class 1 medical device, maximizes the movement of the body, which helps provide relief through increased oxygen levels, allowing a sense of extreme comfort and pleasure. Enhance your experience with the hot house. The hot house produces its unique effect through beneficial radiant far infrared rays. It makes you feel absolutely terrific, the most effective and affordable complete body treatment available today. Call now and experience the Total Health Spa for a 14-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Call now 1-877-300-0040.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe, already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of 6 species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All-natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
We haven't had him on in about a month and a half, 2 months, but the George Galloway interview was so important. Member of Parliament, we're going to be re-airing that coming up the next segment. As for, you know, Bin Laden planned to put poison in cocaine, the globalists would never allow that. Our government controls most of the drugs that come in this country. I mean, this is just more fear-mongering, more made-up propaganda from the same government, you know, that told you Saddam had nuclear weapons. It's really that simple. Before we go to Robert and, Dave and Steve, if we have time. Before we get to Dave and Steve, just briefly, I didn't plug it last hour. I hope you listen to me when I say it. I've made some really good videos. You need to have them. Martial Law is my best video. Road to Tyranny is excellent as well. They both expose who really carried out 9/11 and what the globalist master plan is. They're amazing films. Go to InfoWars.com to order the videos via the safe, secure online shopping cart. You can peruse the films right there and watch free clips of them and read all about them. We also have a whole video and bookstore there on the side of other great videos and books that we carry. And we've got some new offerings there, like Beyond Treason, so be sure and check it out. And you can also call toll-free to get the films, 1-888-253-3139. And never forget PrisonPlanet.tv, my weekly TV reports, all my best audio interviews, all 12 of my films, a whole bunch of other films, my book, Paul Watson's book, a bunch of other e-books, special text reports, PrisonPlanet.tv. Now, been operating for 16 months. We want to thank all the members that do support us. You are vital to our operations, so I commend you. But if you haven't gotten a membership, PrisonPlanet.tv. But get my videos, bottom line, and make copies and get them out to folks. You can download and burn copies right there from the site when you're a member. Let's go to Dave in Texas. Dave, go ahead.
Yes, Alex. I was wondering, I want you to address the issue of racism within the Patriot movement because I've started getting involved in it. I heard a lot of that stuff, and admittedly, it's not on Genesis. It's on another Patriot network. But I...
Sir, we didn't cut you off. He's gone. He holds for 30 minutes and then cuts out. Call back if you're able to get back in, Dave. Dave, it depends on what you call racism. I call it tribalism. And I don't care what group you're with. If you love my freedom, I love your freedom. If you're going to be free, I'm going to be free. You know, if you want to be free, you need to make sure that I'm free. Vice versa. But there are people who think they're like getting away with something. When they say bad things about other groups, physical things, things of that nature. And a lot of people do recognize the tribalism and the racism of other groups, and so they think because that other group is racist that we should be racist, and that's not the case. We should address it according to their tribalism instead of descending into comments about, you know, the way these people look. Because I assure you, all whites are not racist, all blacks are not racist, all Jews are not racist or tribal, but their leaders tend to be because that's a primitive way to control that group. And so that's really what's going on. And yeah, people try to accentuate themselves or try to note that they're different, you know, by going off into that. And, you know, it's fun to go, oh, look at Paco, he wants a chalupa. Or look at those black people, or look at those Jews. And all it does is hurt the movement against the New World Order. And those people got to be suspect. I know people who shoot their mouths off on talk radio, where if I said something like that, you know, calling for violence, I'd be arrested. Some of them are provocateurs. And, you know, the Patriot movement is a big tent. The truth movement, the truth-seeking movement's a big tent. And so we all need to invite people under this tent. You know, instead of precluding folks. But I also think being oversensitive to it is just as dangerous. Who cares? Let people say what they want and do what they want. We shouldn't be so freaked out by it. I don't get freaked out when Metcha says all whites are evil and need to die. I just go, okay, well, we're going to expose you. You know, you shouldn't get freaked out if you're black and some toothless Klan members, you know, calling you devil men or something. Just laugh at them. You know, let's talk to Steve in Texas. Steve, go ahead.
Hey, just real quick. Earlier, y'all were talking about the internet. Was it internettrafficreport.com?
Yes.
Okay, and y'all are on GCN Live, correct?
Yes.
Okay, have some of your viewers just check out GCN.com. That's the government. I forgot the acronym, but that's actually government technology. And so
we're the Genesis Communications Network, sir.
This is GCN.com. Just have them try that out.
Yeah, GCN.com. Okay.
So.
I want to start some new rumor, you know.
No. Check it out for yourself.
Yeah.
It's a predecessor of a lot of what comes up. It's discussed here first.
All right.
It's the contractors.
Well, thank you. Send me that. Thank you so much. Yeah, the name of the network is Genesis. There's also a porno magazine called Genesis. If I get one more email saying that we're owned by Genesis Magazine, I'm going to get mad. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
so what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at HeartAndBodyExtract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
I heard that you are a free speech man. I tell you, he's great to talk to in person. I just got a chance to talk to Mr. Galloway for the last few minutes during the break. We'll be talking to him live here in just a minute or two. An unbelievably intelligent and courageous individual. I wish we had more politicians like him here in the United States, but he's a statesman and basically left the Labor Party because he refused to go along with their propaganda with Tony Blair and the CIA and MI6, and now he has just turned the tables on the lying neocons who were bearing false witness against him, and he's winning lawsuits against liars and other perpetrators of mass murder in Iraq. And so I want to just commend him. But here's about 2 minutes of the 15-minute opening statements that he gave a few weeks ago in front of the Senate Propaganda Ministry of Truth Committee. And here's just a few more minutes of that, and then we'll go to Mr. Galloway.
I gave my political life's blood to try to stop the mass killing of Iraqis by the sanctions on Iraq, which killed 1 million Iraqis. Most of them children. Most of them died before they even knew that they were Iraqis. But they died for no other reason other than that they were Iraqis, with the misfortune to be born at that time. I gave my heart and soul to stop you committing the disaster that you did commit in invading Iraq. And I told the world that your case for the war was a pack of lies. I told the world that Iraq, contrary to your claims, did not have weapons of mass destruction. I told the world, contrary to your claims, that Iraq had no connection to Al-Qaeda. I told the world, contrary to your claims, that Iraq had no connection to the atrocity on 9/11/2001. I told the world, contrary to your claims, that the Iraqi people would resist a British and American invasion of their country, and that the fall of Baghdad would not be the beginning of the end, but merely the end of the beginning. Senator, in everything I said about Iraq, I turned out to be right, and you turned out to be wrong. And 100,000 people have paid with their lives, 1,600 of them American soldiers, sent to their deaths on a pack of lies. 15,000 of them wounded, many of them disabled forever, on a pack of lies. If the world had listened to Kofi Annan, whose dismissal you demanded, if the world had listened to President Chirac, who you want to paint as some kind of corrupt traitor, if the world had listened to me and the anti-war movement in Britain, we would not be in the disaster that we are in today. Senator, this is the mother of all smokescreens. You are trying to divert attention from the crimes that you supported, from the theft of billions of dollars of Iraq's wealth. Have a look at the real oil for food scandal. Have a look at the 14 months you were in charge of Baghdad, the first 14 months, when $8.8 billion of Iraq's wealth went missing on your watch. Have a look at Halliburton and the other American corporations that stole not only Iraq's money, but the money of the American taxpayer. Have a look at the oil that you didn't even meter, that you were shipping out of the country and selling, the proceeds of which went who knows where. Have a look at the $800 million you gave to American military commanders to hand out around the country without even counting it or weighing it.
All right. Now, again, it goes on, and he totally turned the tables on him. This is the same crew that lied about Mr. Galloway, the Honorable Mr. Galloway, member of Parliament. This is the same crew that creates fake Niger uranium documents, that uses 12-year-old graduate student documents, that holds up vials of anthrax and comes up with 45-minute missile stories. This is the same crew that tried to plant weapons of mass destruction over and over again and always got caught lying. This is the crew that ordered the CIA to lie. This is the crew involved in all the bid rigging and Dick Cheney running the contracts out of the White House. Okay, enough of Mr. Galloway's earlier statements and my comments. Mr. Galloway, it's a great honor to have you joining us.
It's a great pleasure, any time at all.
Please give us in a nutshell what really happened here, and then any new developments that you've discovered involving this monstrous fraud that they tried to falsely paint you with.
Well, I think that the comments you've just made really sum it up. This is mendacity on a militarized scale. The British and American states were involved in spinning a story so vile and such a monumental lie that they will be damned forever in the history books and beyond that into the hellfires themselves, because they have killed a huge number of people on that pack of lies. This is not just like lying to win an election. It's not lying about what you think of the economic curve. It's not lying on a normal political scale. This is lying on a scale that has plunged the world into a disaster, the bottom of which we have very definitely not yet reached. The reverberations of the war on Iraq, the invasion and its occupation, will continue as long as you and I are alive, and probably as long as our children are alive. They have scarred the face of the international legal and political systems. They have undermined respect for democratic government in your country and in mine. They have polarized the world between the West and the East, between the North and the South. They have made hundreds of millions of people hate us even more intently than they already hated us. And with a charge sheet like that, it's no wonder that those responsible are throwing up what I call the mother of all smoke screens, because they have to fool us one more time They have to take our eyes off the real issues and the real villains of the peace. And so they construct false villains, windmills at which they wish the people to tilt, like Kofi Annan, who has enraged them forever by describing their war as an illegal war, meaning that they are criminals. Those responsible for an illegal war are what they said at Nuremberg in 1945, guilty of the, and I quote, paramount war crime, which is a crime of aggression, the illegal invasion of another people's country. These people want to turn your ire against President Chirac in France, against people like me in the anti-war movement in Britain, against people like Scott Ritter, the former American arms inspector. They want to have you running around on inquiry after inquiry based on their forged documents instead of putting them on trial, at least politically, and sweeping them out of office.
We're talking to the Member of Parliament, George Galloway. And, George, are there any particular websites or places you'd like to point our listeners so they can kind of get an idea of what really happened here? Because I want to go into how they tried to forge documents on you and then how you turned the tables on them, and also any new developments, because there's so many forgeries that they tried to use against you that they kind of got caught up in each other's feet and stumbled.
Yes, they did, and people can read about it at the respectcoalition.org. That's www.respectcoalition, all one word, .org. And there they will see the story as it unfolded now over nearly 3 years.
But they put out so many lies, their lies contradicted each other.
Yes, the forged documents couldn't keep up with the other forgeries, and therefore were throwing up mutually incompatible stories. If I take one that's of particular interest to American listeners, it is the one perpetrated by the Christian Science Monitor, generally regarded as one of the world's great newspaper titles, but who purchased a set of documents from someone claiming to be an Iraqi general within a few days of the fall of Baghdad. They placed that on their front page around the world and on their website around the world, that I had received $10 million from a son of Saddam Hussein whom I had never met.
But it turns out the oil for food program didn't even exist then.
Exactly. A son of Saddam Hussein I had never even met, and starting in a year I had never yet set foot in Iraq, and finishing on a given date, an actual date, when instead of being in Iraq, as they claimed, collecting another $1 million check, which is another ludicrous aspect to it. Iraq, of course, under quarantine, was not part of the international banking system, so a check from the Iraqi regime would have been as useful as toilet paper. The date that they chose, I was in fact demonstrably in the House of Commons on the Guardian website doing an interactive interview with the Guardian's readers. Now, I said on the day they called me about this in the English press, because the Christian Science Monitor made no effort to contact me or put that allegation to me. Which,
and by the way, your background is journalism. You know about real journalism.
I do know about journalism, and I am a columnist and a journalist of many years standing. But when the English press, following this story up, contacted me, and I told them the truth, I was denounced by the neocon journals in the United States. I was clearly guilty. According to them, I had become a multimillionaire thanks to Saddam Hussein. The only problem is, and then an English newspaper bought a set of documents off the same ersatz general, and they subjected their documents to forensic examination, only to discover that the signatures on them were forged, that the information within the documents was mutually contradictory, and when I gave them my passports to check the dates I had come and gone from Iraq, they didn't match up with the times I was supposed to be in Iraq picking up money.
Now,
so
as
the
you
Christian
said,
Science Monitor then forensically examined their own documents. You might think they should have done that before they published the smear against me, but they subjected their own documents to chemical ink forensic analysis, and the whole thing came down like a pack of cards. It was a crude set of forgeries, but an intricate one, and one which had been done within days of the fall of Baghdad.
Now, sir, you had never, as you said, taken one thin dime. You, and you're on record, I went and checked it in LexisNexis, you had actually protested our government's giving Saddam the anthrax, the botulism, the chemical weapons decades ago.
Yes, and I'll tell you what, not one of the new Labour government that's currently in power and in league with George Bush was with me on the protest. Not one of them. No Tony Blairs, no Jack Straws, nobody from the current new Labour hierarchy ever set foot on any of our demonstrations. As a matter of fact, when we were demonstrating outside Downing Street against the presence there of the Iraqi government leaders, Douglas Hurd, who was then the Foreign Office Minister, told the Iraqi leaders that we who were protesting for democracy and human rights in Iraq were just a bunch of communist troublemakers. And that's what we were doing. We were accused of causing trouble for those who were making big money out of the special relationship and American companies had with the Iraqi regime.
I want to know, there's so many forgeries and so many lies, and those are now admitted to be lies by the papers that did it themselves. But the neocons, sir, I listened to them, they're still slandering you and still crucifying you on a daily basis.
Yes, they are, but I fear that fewer and fewer people are listening. My impression of my very brief visit to the United States, which I hope to follow up with a speaking tour over the summer months, is that there are a vast number of American citizens who've already seen through this crew, this neocon.
A lot of their
Christian fundamentalist
Zionist. A lot of their former supporters.
Yes. By the way, one of the amazing things about your neocons is that so many of them used to be Trotskyists and Marxists of one variety or another. They've exchanged one zealotry for another zealotry, even though it's facing in entirely the opposite direction to the one they used to face. But my impression is that fewer and fewer people are listening to these neocon journals and websites, because I've had this fantastic response from the people of the United States, and I'm looking forward to meeting many of them at the speaking engagements I do in the United States over the summer.
You told me that you've gotten 20,000 emails from Americans.
Yes.
That is
20,000 emails. And it's not easy for an American to get hold of the email address of a British Member of Parliament, which is, by the way, GallowayG@Parliament.UK. GallowayG@Parliament.UK.
Well, let me
because
just say this.
Because the more we get, the better. We should all stay in touch. We should make a big network on both sides of the Atlantic, because your country and my country are the biggest problems in the world today. We're the biggest rogue states in the world today, and the citizens have got to take back control of the plane.
Well, Mr. Galloway, isn't it that the elite corporations aren't even free market now? They seize control of Airstrip 1, England, and the United States as an engine of global domination?
That's absolutely right. Military spending is the welfare of capitalism. It's being used war after war to prime the pumps of the big corporations. Some of the profits from those corporations goes back into the political system as recycled campaign dollars, and then the governments hand out the contracts all over again.
Well, sir, this year we had record numbers of weapons being sold to third world dictators, and in 5 years our government will then invade those countries, calling them dictators.
Exactly so. And we have a big arms fair coming up in my own constituency in East London later this year. And when it was last year, 2 years ago, and we turned up to protest, the government turned out an anti-terrorist order to blockade the area, not against the dictators that were inside buying arms, but against the peaceful protesters who were outside complaining about it.
Member
and
of
as
Parliament,
you say, they will very quickly invade those countries, calling them dictators, having just armed them.
Mr. Galloway, we don't have a lot of time left with you. I wanted to get into any new developments concerning the neocons and their real profiteering from the war and any new developments, because when you were there in front of the Senate, I mean, they looked scared. Did they expect you to come back and fight them, or did they think you'd just take it?
Well, the truth has wings, and God gave me wings that day. I was really flying. I know this subject inside out, and I was right, as was the anti-war movement in both the United States and Great Britain. We said exactly what would happen, and it's now happening. And since I was in front of that committee in Washington, some more brave American boys have lost their lives. Others have lost their limbs. And many, many more Iraqis have been killed. In the month of May, almost 1,000 people lost their lives in 1 month. And that's just the ones we bothered to count. the number of operations taking place in Iraq between the resistance and the occupation forces is now at record levels, just months after they told us that there was an election in Iraq and that was the beginning of the end. They've trumpeted the beginning of the end so many times, nobody's listening anymore. In fact, we're in for a long, bloody haul in Iraq.
Well, that's what I wanted to.
Many more young American boys will lose their lives as a result.
That's what I wanted to ask you, is where do you think all this is going?
Well, I think Britain and America are sunk in a swamp. They can't go forward, they can't go back. If they withdraw out of the cities into the camps that they're building, the resistance will take over control of the streets overnight. If they stay on the streets, they'll be the target for the resistance. The resistance is getting stronger and stronger.
You know, Mr. Galloway, we're out of time. Can I hold you just a few more minutes after the break so you can give us more of your analysis?
Of course you can, sir, yes.
All right, thank you so much. We're really honored to have you. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Guest coming up in the third hour. Our government knowingly knew that HIV and hepatitis was in the blood supply and shipped it all over the world. Europe, Canada, and the U.S., tens of thousands got HIV and hepatitis from it. That's in the BBC today. We'll be covering that coming up in the third hour. We've got Mr. Galloway for a few more minutes, member of Parliament, a man of conscience, who we really appreciate joining us today. Mr. Galloway, during the break, I was talking to you. You're about to collect on $600,000 from your libel slander suit against newspapers that printed these lies.
Yes, $600,000 to me and about, the best part of $3 million to the lawyers. So the costs and damages have been very great. Saddam Hussein gave me nothing, but the newspapers who alleged that he had are having to pay very dearly for those lies. And where I can, I will tackle the American outlets that are still peddling these same discredited lies about me. Unfortunately, these senators made their attack behind the cowardly cloak of parliamentary privilege. So I can't sue them for what they said about me. But I helped demolish it, I think. It was a house of cards that fell down with a bit of huff and puff from me. It all fell down because it was based on nothing at all. But a much more important issue is how we stop this disaster, not just in Iraq, but around the world. We really have to pull our countries out of this coalition of the killing, because it's making people all over the world hate us. It's damaging our interests. It's endangering our citizens when they travel or when they work and live abroad. And we really have to get out of this nosedive that we are in. So I hope that people will look at our website, that's respectcoalition.org, and will stay in touch with me. Send me, by any means, your email, gallowayg@parliament.uk, and I'll let you know when my speaking tour begins, the big cities I'm going. One of the main places where there's a huge demand is Minnesota, where they used to have an honorable senator called Wellstone, who was mysteriously killed in a plane accident, and who was succeeded by none other than the smarmy Norman Coleman, the man who chaired the Senate McCarthyite witch hunt into me, the author of The Mother of All Smokescreens. They said he was a presidential hopeful. He didn't much look like a presidential hopeful by the time I was finished with him.
Just two more final questions. We're going to let you go. I know you're very busy, and it's evening over there in London right now. Mr. Galloway, George Galloway, looking at this, you've gotten to Iraq falling apart. The Pentagon's own P2OG documents, perhaps folks should send this to you, said they want to widen the hatred, cause more attacks as a pretext to invade more countries. Where do you see this ending, and will they go into Iran?
I think they're too weak to do so. I think the Iraqi resistance has stopped them in their tracks. Undoubtedly, they planned to go into Iran and Syria, for that matter. But I don't believe that the public opinion in your country or mine would follow them there.
But Israel doesn't care about public opinion. They're saying they'll go ahead and may attack Iran.
Well, there's an opinion poll yesterday in the British press which showed fully 86% of the British people would oppose an attack on Iran. So if George Bush does decide to do that, on this one he'll have to count us out.
What if Israel? What if Israel drags us in?
Well, that's a possibility. Israel might strike Iran. And undoubtedly they're trying to stab Syria in the back rather than in the front. There's more than one way to skin a cat.
Well, I have another article. RAF bombing raids tried to goad Saddam into war. Times of London. They may try to goad Iran into doing something.
Yes, but people are not fools in these countries. They have their own sophisticated political class, and they know that Bush and Blair are too weak at the moment to launch any new wars. But we must keep them weak. If we let them recover their strength, if we let them off the hook,
right,
then they may well decide to start yet another war.
We got 30 seconds. What do we do if the military-industrial complex carries out a terror attack to blame it on them?
Well, that's another very real danger. There's no way that we can legislate for that, but we must be on guard. We need a vigilant system.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Introducing